This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. military officials said on Monday forces in Jordan failed to stop a deadly drone attack on American outpost in Jordan over the weekend because there was confusion about the incoming unidentified drone. VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Selden.
They had a drone that was out running a mission. We're not told exactly what it was doing. But by chance, at about the same time that the U.S. drone was returning to base, the Iranian militia drone was also came in for the attack. Officials believe it was probably coincidence at this point. But because of that, there may have been, the initial reports suggest, there may have been a little bit of confusion at first that delayed a response. And as a result, it allowed the drone launched by the Iranian-backed militias to evade the base's air defense systems and cause damage and casualties.
VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Selden. Officials said there was no effort made to shoot down the enemy drone that killed three troops and wounded another 34. The White House said on Monday negotiations aimed at reaching a new deal with U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas on the release of Gaza hostages is still a work in progress.
Those discussions are ongoing. We believe they have been constructive and are moving in a good direction. Don't want to sound sanguine here. There's a lot of work left to be done.
White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby. The United Nations is urging all donor countries to ensure they meet the dire needs of millions of Palestinians who rely on the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, not only in Gaza, but in East Jerusalem, the West Bank, Jordan, Lebanon, and Syria. Major donors to UNRWA, including the U.S. and European Union and Germany, have suspended funding following accusations that 12 employees